Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And they said not only that it couldn't be done, that it wouldn't be done. Pistol Shrimps Endgame. My name's Matt Gourley.
And my name is Mark McConville. It's 9 p.m. on a Tuesday night in Los Angeles. There's lights up on the houses around town. Rudolph's stretching out, trying to get ready for his Christmas Eve run.
Frosty the Snowman's walking around in a freezer going, hey, I could rent this place.
But before you wring the sweat out of Santa's beard and drink it up on Christmas morning, we got some basketball to call tonight.
That's right. This ain't over till it's over. This is Pistol Shrimps Endgame. What we do here for the last time in regular Pistol Shrimps radio series play is we call the actions, the going on, the happenings, and all of that of these our shrimps as they play basketball tonight, already season victors.
That's right. Tonight's game is just for the love of the game, starring Leonardo DiCaprio,
Keanu Pet Peeves,
Reese Witherfork.
Now we're talking.
Look, no, it's been a long day today. I'm
Reese
gonna tell you
Strength
what.
And Fork. Better get him out now while you can. We're not going to have as much an outlet for this thing.
Pretty soon I'm just going to be doing this alone in my car.
That's how I already am.
The other day I was doing just like Ray Romano voice, and I lowered it down and I made it an Alan Alda.
Ray Romano's
up
here.
You sort of do him up here, and then you bring him down, and he sort of got this. It's not quite that, but it's kind of that.
Huh.
It worked in the car.
Must have been the acoustics.
Sure. Or just my slow increasing insanity.
Either way, we're here at our favorite location for Pistol Shrimps B-Ball. That's North Weddington Gym. We're up on the stage where we belong, where God lifts us up. We've got Stephen Bridle doing one last round of court sketches. Bridle, how's it going?
Hey, man. Thanks for letting me do this.
Any old time. We've already had, it seems like we have the most listeners we've ever had here. Already brought to our table are two custom Starbucks drinks.
Yep.
A tall espresso for Mark and a pink drink for me. That's an off-the-menu item. Ask for it by name.
We got a fellow named Charlie who we met in Washington, D.C. at the Watergate Hotel at a little Pistol Shrimps meetup. Brought us some red vines and some brown water.
Wild turkey. And then we got another issue of Cowboys and Indians with Chip Gaines on the cover on Farm Life, Family, and the Return to TV, addressed to Matt Gourley and Mart McConvey, care of Downeaster Alexa at our post office box. And that's the tip. This is the beginning of Pistol Shrimps B-Ball. Jesse Thomas down the court to Stetton. Stetton pops one up. And we're not going to start off with two right away points, but we'll get there in the end.
Tonight's opposition is the Slam Drunks. And they look fierce tonight, Matt. They want to show these Pistol Shrimps what's going on, but it doesn't really matter. They can just shrug their shoulders. They're already the champs.
You're not wrong, Mark. In fact, we're also going to be peppering the evening with some wonderful, not only season, but series facts compiled by our friend, formerly of 538, Walt Hickey, now with his new Numlock newsletter.
Which that's N-U-M-L-O-C-K, Numlock.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you one of these fun facts right now. These are tremendous. He's been a longtime listener, and he's a big statistician. He's a wonderful guy. And
he's a numbers man.
He's been kind enough to put this together, and some of these are amazing. For a fact, the Shrimps have scored 3,094 basketball points in L.A. Women's Municipal Basketball League play since 4-1-14, excepting some tournaments that never made it to the internet. That's incredible.
That's
3,000 points.
3,000 American basketball points.
Yeah, but you take those to Canada, that's close to 3,800.
Yeah.
You go to England, it's about 3,200 probably.
Shots away from Jesse Thomas, 30. It doesn't go in. Still 0-0. No basketball points have been scored
in tonight's game. 2,000 points. Sorry, I'm working.
Which way are you going?
I'm in England now, and they're worth less over there.
What if you headed down to sort of the Mediterranean area?
Like, what are we talking, Greece? It's worth sure. 6 billion basketball points the yeah. way their economy's going.
No
Ooh,
kid.
Don't get me started on politics, friends.
Well, I won't, Matt. I will get you started on it's 2-0 in favor of the Slam Drunks.
Well, all we need is a reason to come back. And that's why Jesse Thomas pops up a three-pointer, doesn't go in, rebounded Hanma Boogie to Stetton, back to Jesse, pile drives in, thinks of a pass, it's off one of the drunks.
What a move.
Inbound with the Shrimps. What if this the last game I finally perfect play-by-play, but in fact it's pay-per-view broadcasting. I hope you have paid your bill.
Everyone's paid $39.99 to watch this game tonight with their ears.
That's right. Long Slam Drunks pass, but it ain't going to happen, and that ball is what we call out of bounds. That's a term.
Matt, you're getting quite good at this.
Traveling, toot toot, Steamboat Willie, nice gams. Oh, say, can you see? Balls in, back into the hands of these not our Shrimps, the Slam Drunks. That's good pink drink.
You gotta stop.
That's good
play.
Pink drinks. Who brought us these pink drinks?
Matt, this was David, our
and
fan.
And David is a friend of the show.
He's a friend of the show. He's been here many times. Matt
made some wonderful videos. Uh-oh, it's time for free throw scriptures. And Lilac the leper came down, but half of him stayed up because his body parts were dusting off into a chalk pup.
It was at that very moment that Maggiano, the Italian restaurant man, went to get his hard breadstick preparing for battle.
And then a goat kid, who was in fact an adult, but an adult kid, human kid, right. Not a goat kid, went up the mountain and said, hey, everybody's gone down. I like it up here because I'm a loner goat.
Both shots went in for the Slam Drunks. It's 4-0 in favor of the team in black. Pistol Shrimps, of course, in their sort of light gray jerseys with hot pink lettering on the front.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the stuff. Here comes Vup 450 rolling down the court.
She's just like popping the ball in front of her like it's a baby carriage.
Layup from Jesse Thomas.
Oh, no.
It did look like she got fouled, and she yelled at referee Leland Buzz Meeks.
That's right. It is Leland Buzz Meeks.
It is.
Oh, from LA Confidential. That's right.
Maybe he got shot in the line of duty.
Oh, another long shot for the Dunks, but it ain't no good. Into the arms of Melissa Stetton, freshly married. We talked about it last week, but I'll talk about it again.
You know what we didn't talk about? Is she changing her name or is she keeping it?
You know, I don't
modern
know.
Modern times.
Your wife is not a McConville, correct?
No, she's not.
My wife technically is a Gorley.
Yeah, see, this is weird. But your name is your business, it's
yeah,
hard.
She goes by Lund professionally, but at home when the doors are closed
we
and
know
the
what's
shades
up.
Are drawn, everyone's a Gorley. And that was her choice. It wasn't my choice. In fact, if anything, I wanted to get rid of my name. Are you kidding? You should meet my family. Just kidding, family. They're great. Love them. 'Tis the season. Kith and kin. You and yours.
Donner and Blitzen. All of that stuff.
Uh-oh.
Jesse Thomas just getting... Boy, there's... Somebody buttered the floor here at Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Pistol Shrimps Radio. It's free buttered floor night. Come on down and get some parquet, a little bit of Australian cypress, perhaps some mahogany. All of it buttered, none of it margarined, and some of it, I can't believe it's not flooring.
Buttered Floor Night brought to you by Lando Lakes.
And C.O.
Lands.
C.O. Plains.
Wouldn't it just be Lake O'Lands?
Yeah.
Water.
Lando Lakes.
Water.
Sea of Plains.
Tonight's game also brought to you by the new Fox Searchlight picture, Sea of Plains, starring John Hamm, John Turkey, and John Roast Beef as identical triplets who fly a plane.
Come with me to the sea.
Oh, we got some nice defense here from the Pistol Shrimps. Block shot by Hanma Boogie. Rebound, Vup 450.
You know, it's taking everything in my own restraint to not get myself kicked out of here tonight.
Oh.
There's 2 points for these are Shrimps. You gotta go and get some bips.
I had that exact same thought in the car where we just get so belligerent.
I mean, what have we got to lose?
Yeah.
Except I don't want to make this about us. I want to make, you know, like I don't want to ruin the Shrimps night. But if the Shrimps weren't here, I'd probably be streaking and bouncing off the walls like a nudist pinball.
Well, Matt, in the words of Southern California hip-hop legend Cypress Hill, we ain't going out like that.
Ain't going out!
Also, murderer.
What is that?
Isn't that them? I'm a lyrical gangster.
That's not them.
Who are they?
Cypress Hill did not sing that song.
Who did that?
Who did that?
Yeah.
Not Cypress Hill.
Hmm.
Right into the show. Let Matt know. It's at Pistol Shrimps Radio.
I'm on a social media break. You can do whatever you
email
want.
Email the show.
You can call me.
PistolShrimpsRadio@gmail.com. I'll forward those emails to Matt.
The butt end of a vacuum bag for all I care. I ain't going to read it.
Shot from Maria Blasucci. The black team likes to yell shot when there's a shot in the
air. That's like what they yell right at the beginning of... I can't expect it to grow flowers in the desert, but I can live and breathe, see the sun in winter time.
You okay?
Yeah. In a big country, Leland Buzzy makes...
Shot from the goddamn slam drunk.
6-2.
6-2. Well, you want to just end it now, Matt?
Nope. This is what the shrimps do. They come back.
They don't let anything get them down. They just keep bawling.
There it is!
2 points.
There it is! Oh, the weather outside is frightful. But, my dear, I'm still delightful.
Well, Matt, I wanted to get into this email because I think it's nice. It's from Matt H., and he asked last week if you would sing some Lin-Min-May, We Will Win.
Yeah, I can't really remember how that one goes because I know they always played it during these huge battles on Robotech, and I was so engrossed in the battle that I just know it goes like, We Will Win. It's an anthem. I don't remember it. I apologize.
Great melody, too, I'm sure.
That's not at all the melody.
The other part of his email that I wanted to get into is something that I feel like we should do, which is thank anybody who's guested on the show.
Thank them. You got a list?
Yeah, listen to this. Here's all the people, according to Matt, that have guested on the show.
This is nice.
Our friend Colin Hanks.
God damn it. 3 points for the dunks.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Colin.
9-4.
Now, this is an in memoriam?
They didn't die. That I know of. I hope they didn't.
My hands are small.
And then we got Jensen Karp / Greg Escalante.
That's right. Oh, I hope he made it out of the streets.
Paul F. Tompkins.
Of course.
Chris Tallman. Steve Agee.
Here's 2 points for the shrimps.
That's not true. That was two points for the drunks.
I'm
it's 11
still
to
figuring
four.
This game out.
Where
what was the last
did I say
one?
Todd
Steve
Cooper?
Agee? No.
Yeah, Todd Cooper.
T-Coop and T-Thax did some guest spots for us when we were both gone, remember?
That's right.
Once or twice.
That's coming up. James Bladen. Jimmy Blades.
Amish Lobot.
Amanda Funbunzlan, Maria Blasucci, and Molly Hawkey back there in season two. They filled in, didn't they?
Did they?
They came over that night, I think, that you were alone.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Josh Dean. Oh, I might get a little visit from Josh.
That's right. It's time for Three Sprokes. Let's grow pictures.
Two crows were fighting over the carcass of a coyote woman who had left herself out for dead.
And then this one telephone pole, who was also a guy, just woke up one day and said, I'll bet I could be Jesus if anyone can. Hell, I'm half cross myself.
No free throws went in. It's 11-4 in favor of the Slam Drunks. We got
defense!
The crowd is firing up here at North Weddington.
Mark, do you feel emotional at all that this is the last game?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Do you think anyone else does, though?
I don't know.
If they do, because we'll get into it here. Let's see. Oh, Christina Rogers guest.
That's right, certainly.
She's got a little something to say. She emailed into the show.
Oh, that's nice.
Todd Cooper and Tony Thaxton.
Cod Toops.
Taryn Killam.
Yeah. Terrence Stamp.
Kubich.
Kubich hosted?
Yeah.
I must have not been here for that.
And with special acknowledgement, of course, to the entire Pistol Shrimps roster, without whom we wouldn't have this podcast or the LA Municipal Women's Rec Basketball League.
Boy, that's true.
We are so thankful to be a part of the team, even in our small and stupid way, where we're up on a stage just saying dumb stuff and singing too loud.
Don't get me started. We'll cover that later. I'm about to cry.
Well, don't cry, because...
It's time.
Hildebeest, the woman who stayed up for 62 days, was contacted by the Guinness World Book of Records.
And then the mountain itself went down the mountain and said, I just went down on myself. I must be Christ Holy Roller himself. 2 points!
Nice rebound by Hanma Boogie.
2 American points! God bless America!
I hope you're keeping track, Walt Hickey. It's 11-6 in favor of the Slam Drunks.
Speaking of Halt Wiki and Catch Fire.
You got another.
Here's another factoid. Walt Hickey. Since we started broadcasting in 4/22/14, we've witnessed 3,043 of those baskets. You told listeners about several of them. Huh.
Nice points there from Han the Boogie. 11-8 in favor.
The Shrimps are on a 5-win streak right now, and it's their third longest ever. Their 7-game undefeated streak in the spring of 18 season is only beaten by their 9-game win streak in fall of 15. Was that the documentary?
That was the documentary season. Fast break for Jesse Thomas. She's all alone.
Can do miracles. Just you wait and see.
11-10 in favor of the Slam Drunks. The Shrimps are halting and
sailing,
catching fire.
Sailing way to where I'm going.
Folks, it's Yacht Rock Night. Bring your own rock and rub it on a yacht.
And it's Rot Yacht Night. What's a yacht?
You know what's great is the Slam Drunks just scored and it just got silent.
Yeah.
All these fans are house, here for the Pistol Shrimps. This feels good. It's a loaded deck.
It's
over
really
here.
Just a bunch of guys in their 20s.
I choked on my own saliva. This is Pistol Shrimps Radio.
What we do is things. You check in for them, and we'll give them. And that's how this works. It's transactional. If a tree falls in the forest, someone's got to be there to listen to it on a podcast.
Well, and her name is Lumberjack Stephanie.
And she doesn't do windows.
That's a goddamn three-pointer from the Slam Drunks here. Suddenly it's 16-10. We have a high-scoring affair here, Matt.
The Dunks are playing good game tonight, though. They're
That's a timeout
good basketball
by the Pistol Shrimps.
16-10 here.
Got a timeout on the court, Matt. I'm trying to find one of those good emails that... We got so many emails. There's no way I'm going to get to
them. Boogie brought us these little squishy chicks.
Okay, Matt, I'd like to read you this one just because of the guy who sent it. Okay. His name is Twin Town Floor Sanding. Matt, Mark, good to see you.
Tasu Lisa.
I've been listening to Mark read letters thanking you for all the good times and wishing you well, and I've got to say it's a bunch of bull donk. I run my own hardwood flooring business in Minneapolis, but I consider my real job to be podcast listener. Pistol Shrimps Radio is the best thing going, and now it must end so you guys can get the band back together and put all your new shims behind the paywall. Okay. Everyone knows that reunions are never the same, but I'll be here waiting for you for your hell freezing over.
They're making out over there.
Oh, man.
All right, these two over here.
Some sweet action.
Look at those two over there. Huh?
Okay. There's a lot of okay. Matt is doing obscene gestures with his hands, and I do mean
that
gestures.
That was my first improv group.
The obscene gestures?
No, but it could have been.
It should have been.
If God wasn't looking out for me.
Anyway, that guy, go ahead and sand some floors. You can listen to something else.
God damn it. Two more points for 18-10. These there drunks.
It's the overture score, folks. 6-16 on the clock. 18-10.
Jesse Thomas Dunks. With the ball. Thomas
nice
pops one off the rim into the hands of our capable Boog.
Jump ball. It's going to be in the...
What's that
it's
mean?
Go to the, when the ball is tied up by two players, one from each team...
Yeah.
They stop the game and say...
Did you explain this to me like not just a week ago?
Yeah, I did.
But I still don't understand why they call it a jump ball. It should be called like a ground ball.
In the NBA and college basketball,
yeah,
they'll actually throw the ball in the air and make them jump.
Why don't they do it here?
It's more efficient to use a possession arrow.
Then change the name.
Amanda Lund with a shot doesn't go.
Then change the name.
They should change the name.
Yeah.
But
well, my wife took a shot.
Yeah, did you not see that? It was right front.
No,
us.
I don't ever watch these games.
It's hard to, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're facing the back wall.
It's not in high definition.
No.
The wall, I mean.
No, it's not. It is brick, so it looks pixelated. Oh, boy, that hit the top of the backboard
somehow. I don't know how that happened, but Allison got a rebound here.
Doo-da. Allison got a rebound here all the doo-dah day. Hey.
There's a guy, Michael, in Japan. Thanks from Japan. But the show made it to Japan, Matt.
Wow, that's pretty great. Rebound, Blasucci. Vup 450 drives in with a layup, but there's a toot-toot, and that means we have a something.
It means Allison's going to shoot two. Maybe she can get some of these to go. She's 0 for 4 on her free throws tonight, Matt.
And Kilimanjaro, the delicious but healthy dessert treat, came down from the mountain, the same mountain from before who already had come down upon itself.
Points
and
are
just
good.
Found that he was one mountain under the ground.
And then Recessa Woman Pudding came over, who was Kilimanjaro's mortal enemy. And they had a big dessert fight.
And then Butterscotch the Hump Disc, who lived in someone's spine, fused himself to its lumbar number 4 and went to the doctor to get some of those funky shots. What you got there?
Tonight's game brought to you by Marky Mark and the Funky Shots. An all New England polka band from hell.
Farky Mark and the Bunky Funch.
This is a little letter. We got some mail, Matt. Game's going on.
Inbound to Boogie. Pops it in! It's 18 to...
14.
Okay, not bad. Not bad. Okay. Do you see that trophy sitting on that...
Now I wonder who that's for.
Dias, that's got to be for These Are Shrimps,
it
right?
It could be. I mean, we'll find out.
I heard a little talk that the Shrimps are worried about going a division up. Fast break. Jesse Thomas for the points. Yeah!
18-16 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. You got to believe it. It's lovely to be here.
Long shot for the Dunks.
Smart basketball from Amanda Lund there. She lets the ball go out of bounds, and the Pistol Shrimps will take possession.
No offense to the other team, but the slam dunks make me want to blow chunks.
We got subs. Please accept this gift of Java from the Land of Enchantment as a token of appreciation for
Java?
Years of pulse-pounding, word-mangling, Downeaster Alexing. Pistol Shrimps commentary action. I wanted to get you the gift box assortment of coffees, but I couldn't. Yes! Hope you have
There's
a
There's two more points!
Oh!
It's all time! Ratchet the mic.
Everyone's buying lottery tickets and cigarettes. It's 18 all here. 2:30 left in the first half.
Mark, the last two times I got in my car hooks up to Bluetooth, my phone.
Oh, yeah.
And it just picks up whatever podcast I've been listening on. No shit. Last two times I get on, it just starts playing Downeaster Alexa from the top of the song. You telling me that isn't God in all his dominion looking down at us with loving eyes?
Well, Elon Musk had a hand in it, didn't he?
I don't want to talk about that. That guy's a weird-looking face.
He's melting slowly. Let's see. We've got a little postcard here. Matt, Mark, thanks for all the pistol... Oh, Jesus Christ. Thanks for all the great hours of Pistol Shrimps content. Since Matt likes crosswords, I made him one.
Okay.
This is from Chris. I don't know where Chris is from, but that's Hawaii.
Oh.
You need to put one across. Meow thing.
Is that a cat?
Probably a cat. Two across.
Canoe thing.
That's an oar.
Direction thing.
What that would be.
I'm sure of oar.
Well, are you? Because a canoe has a paddle. Canoes don't use oars.
Sure they do.
No, they don't.
Well, a paddle ain't going to fit in there. You rub.
Right.
Roadside thing. Huh. Old college thing.
Old college
try. Moo thing.
Cow.
But that don't fit.
That's one down is cow.
Oh, yeah.
And then
direction
four down,
thing.
Roadside thing. Well, meow thing is cat. Almost certainly, isn't it?
Roadside thing, triple A. Old college thing, try. Triple A, cat, three. Direction thing.
Way.
We did it.
It's a postcard crossword. Somebody else emailed in the show, Matt, and said that the crossword tournament
would be good for us.
Uh-oh. Something's going on here. The referee's taking like a safety break.
I'll do the safety break.
Boop, boop, beep, beep, boop, 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 beep, beep.
Young man, make it my chance.
Boop, beep, beep.
Young man, wearing no pants. I'll do the safety break.
Oh, yeah, this is... Nice shot from Jesse Thomas off the back iron. No good. Ball's out of bounds off of the slam drunks. This email made me laugh real hard.
Email?
This is from Sally Stolberg. My older brother's a regular contributor to the New York Times and LA Times crossword puzzles.
Oh.
I'm going to bother him, see if he has any connection to the competition.
Yeah.
I know he's met Mr. Shorts for a weekend of ping pong. Not sure if he has a real connection. I'll let you know if anything comes
How can you get any more real than that?
Well, so this lady's going to try to get us to call the...
Do you think her older brother is Michael Stuhlbarg? The guy that everybody says I look like?
You do kind of look like him. Stetton's got the ball. Passing over to Hama Boogie. Hama Boogie in the corner. Blasucci shot. Back iron.
Backwards bounce out.
That is a high percentage shot for Blasucci. Normally, she could make that with her eyes closed on a holiday weekend.
That's the problem. Her eyes were open, and we're all working Monday through Friday.
I'm tired of these Monday through Friday snakes on this.
44 seconds left in this, the first half. It's all tied up, 18-18 here.
Blasucci,
let's see
rebound.
If we can keep it that way. If not, take a little bit of lead for these are shrimps. Jesse Thomas making her way gingerly down the lane. She back saddles a pass to Stetton. Stetton pops it up. Oh, almost
nice
good.
Nice try. 23 seconds on the clock.
Ladies down. White. The ball, jump ball White. Now, a jump ball is when there was a scrum.
Clock's rolling. Blasucci's going to pass. Back
into
to Hama Boogie. No good.
Oh, rebound Blasucci. Puts it in for two. That's a shrimp lead.
Everyone, Wang Chung tonight. Matt's throwing magazines around. 2018 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. That's halftime. Matt, check it out. We got some socks.
Oh, look at that. One says lit
because it's got the lights on it. And then these are just like, which ones do you want? I don't care.
I like these.
You do?
Yeah.
I figured you would.
Those are great. Thank you, sock giver.
She's right over there. She's sitting on the bench right there. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's halftime, Matt. What
How
do you want to do? We got. Look at this.
Look at this. Okay. This is coming in a bag of Verizon Unlimited Plan 450. What's your name, sir?
My name is Ben. My name is Ben.
Ben, hi, thanks Ben for coming, and thanks for bringing treats.
How to bring you guys.
Are they treats, though? You don't know what's in there.
Oh, my
God. Okay, that's...
Everyone's getting stunk drunk tonight. Look who it is. Thank you, Ben.
What? Thank you, guys.
Thank you for coming. It's Chuck and Bose.
Look, it's Chuck Bose. It's the progenitor
himself.
Of Chuck and Bose,
Joshua
Dean.
Former guest of the show. Dean, how do you do?
I do great. It's such a pleasure to be here. I just wanted to stop by and congratulate you on such a great, fantastic run. I'm sorry that you'll be summarily executed after tonight's performance.
What?
Wait, what?
What?
Anyway, here's a treat from Canada.
A glossette.
Glossettes.
Now, I like the more manly gloss, just gloss. But
no, these are a little more dainty. They're delicious.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll love them.
That's so kind of you.
Thank you guys for all the laughs. You're my favorite.
Oh, thanks, Josh. You're great. We love you. Josh Dean and the Dean Machine.
Look, we just have a receiving line here. Come on up.
Hello. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Was it a backpack full of bananas?
Banana chips. Now, that's healthy. You're thinking of our longevity. We've got all that here. What's your name?
Brendan.
That's right, Brendan. And there's a little note on here. Sorry I spent my shrimp's budget on Zoids.
Wow, nice.
Wait a minute. There's booze in the bananas. Wait a minute. That's
it's malty hockey.
Maltissimus, come over here.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Brendan.
So much. Hi, Malty.
Hey, guys. You only have 9 seconds.
Now we're good.
The game's over. I mean, well, you know.
You can I kind of almost have the same glasses.
You can I
have made a pact. We can get salvation back. And if you do,
I'll be there.
Just try and kick us out.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Hey, Ben.
Wait, I came here for a reason.
Molly's here for a reason.
What
Molly.
For a reason. I just wanted to things are happening all over. I just wanted to talk about my podcast for a second.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Molly.
I just want to say that Spermcast, you know Spermcast, some of you, because some of you are listeners, but some of you are not yet. And I just want to say that I have ended season one, The Search, and I am starting season two, The Insemination.
The Perch, as in seed taken purchase in the soil.
Okay.
See, you want me on your podcast?
You've been on my podcast.
I know. No, check out Spermcast.
There's
two
a lot of cheering,
points.
So I know the shrimps must have scored.
Check out Spermcast.
The shrimps are winning. I just
Molly,
want to say, what?
How's your knee?
It's fine, but I'm still not allowed to play for like another month or two.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to inseminate?
I already inseminated.
Whoa!
What was that?
Beautiful free throw from Hama Boogie.
Oh, 20
okay,
to 23.
I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Bye.
But hey, you have have another friend here that wants to give okay, you
we,
stuff.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Can I have some candy?
Yeah, have all you want. We got
I'm
nothing.
I'm eating for two now.
Are
just
you?
Kidding, I don't know yet.
Okay.
We're going to find out. It's 23-20 in favor
Ben,
of the pistol
step
shrimps.
Step on up, Ben.
Here, look before at,
what
yeah, Molly.
Got here? Some foil-baked treats?
Foil-baked treats, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, little Ben. Mini hamburgers.
Wait.
So it's called pão de queijo. It's a Brazilian snack made from yucca flour, egg, and cheese.
Holy smokes.
God. It is gluten-free. They're tasty little guys, and just thought I'd you know, drop them off.
Thank you so much, and thank you for coming low these many times.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Go thanks shrimps.
Thank you.
23-22 in favor of the shrimps.
Pojikasia? Pojikasia? Cappadocia?
Well, not to be outdone, someone sent a sponge.
Oh, sponge. I me like us a sponge.
Oh, Kubich.
I couldn't say one more time before I got the gooch.
It was very nice of you to wait for all those people to come by.
I don't like talking to people.
You don't like talking to people?
No, of course.
Will you come and talk to me?
Yeah, you know some people.
I know some people.
No, you not some people.
I'm not people.
You's just the guys.
I'm a person.
Marka McConvoch.
Kubich.
That's good. My name.
It's good to see you. Are you sad that this is all, you know, coming to a close?
No.
What are you going to do with now that you have your Tuesday nights free?
I'm going to repunch the streaks.
You're going to repunch the streaks?
No, repunch.
Uh-huh. Oh, repaint.
Yeah.
The streaks.
Yeah.
Of what?
San Francisco.
Oh, the streets.
Yes.
With a T at the end. I thought you were saying streaks with a K at the end.
Notch.
Okay.
I got the gooch.
Okay. Bye, Kubich.
Booch.
23-22, pistol shrimps are in the lead. Joe Olmsted writes in with a card.
Joel Osteen.
Yeah. He's.
This better be about the prosperity gospel.
It is. Give him money and money will come to you.
The poorer you are, the more you should pay me. Ass full of champagne and not a cork in sight.
This man just wants to thank us, and that's so nice of you. Joe sent a warm wishes holiday card.
That's we'll nice.
Put that up here on the table.
Who was that? Shouldn't
that's,
we at least say
Joe.
His name? Joe.
Joe Olmsted.
Joe
from
Olmsted.
Bellingham,
that's right.
Washington.
You said that. Yeah. Thank you, Joe.
We're just
Osteen.
Not going to be able to read everything. It's too chaotic.
The Dunks had a full shot and didn't get it.
You know
now
who
they're
was
in
responsible
a scrum
for
and
that?
They're all laughing. My wife,
yeah, that's
Mamanda.
Right. My wife.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, the Shrimps are scoring about 10 points more per game than they were at the start of the franchise. Their highest ever scoring game was on October 14th, 2015, when they dropped 50 points on Space Glam. It's time for free throw scriptures. One barefooted kid went down to the Shoe Mountain and got himself a village dick.
His name was Dingus, and all the times that he had just dreamt about riding a bicycle somewhere, he was dreaming because it didn't exist yet. He was sort of a prophet kid.
And all this time, it turns out there was a fourth wise man who was named Stupid the Elder, and he found himself burying his face in a dust heap of cheese. He gave himself a slop beard and went down to the barber and said, "How much to take this down?" And the barber just ate it off and said, "I've never been so well fed. You, my friend, are a village vendor and a meat market man."
You been down to the meat market?
Meat sometimes so bad I can't sit down on it.
Inbound pass coming from the Pistol Shrimps. Jesse Thomas has the ball. Pass it over to Vup 450. She passes inside to Han the Boogie. Shoots. No good. Rebound. Stetton. Stetton turns. Shoots. In.
Yeah!
Oh, way, oh, way, oh, way, oh, way, oh, way, oh,
did
nice
you think
shot
that-
here from the Slam Drunks. No good. Rebound 25 of the Drunks. That
oh.
went in.
Hey,
oh,
Mark.
Oh, boy.
I have an idea.
What's that?
Well, it's just occurring to me, since this is the series finale of this podcast, there are certain ways to end a show. Like, you've got your Newhart wake up and it was all a dream, your Seinfeld nothing episode, you've got your Sopranos that just the recording stops.
Yeah.
Which will it be?
I hope it's all three at the same time.
Oh, God.
Could it be? Nice defense by the Shrimps.
Jesse's yelling foul before she even hits the ground.
Well, you have to these days in this economy. We're going to have a pass in from the Slam Drunks here. Some of the jerseys just say Slam Drunk.
Oh, I think they are the Slam Drunk.
But Slam Drunk, but then it's Drunks on another jersey. Oh. Is this a typo?
How could it be?
It's a typo jersey, I'll tell you that. Oh, Stetton getting in the face of number four on the Slam Drunks. Looks like for some reason the Pistol Shrimps get to have the ball now.
That's nice. Did you hear Martin say "you okay" to his wife?
That's the kind of care and love you need in a relationship.
That's right. Martin now joining the very exclusive team of Pistol Shrimps husbands. That's me, Ben Gray, and Martin Giro now.
Yeah, not bad.
You can join it, too. All you need to do is marry a shrimp.
Go ahead. Come on down here.
It's free marry a shrimp night.
Yeah. You want to stop off at K Jewelers or some shit and get
every
yourself.
Every kiss begins with K. Ooh,
the ball is bouncing off of faces.
That was like some unintentional Globetrotters shit. The toot toot before the ball goes in the scoot scoot. We're looking at 24-25 with the Shrimps still in the lead. It's time for another round of free throw scriptures.
Rainbow, the whale catcher, was out on her maiden voyage just looking for spermies and humpbacks.
And everyone knows about how Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt, but no one talks about his sister-in-law who turned into a sneeze worth of pepper.
Everyone in the village gathered around as the northern lights had gone south.
The Aurora Borealis changed its name to Phyllis and said, "I like to dance. Why don't everybody take my hand? I'm just a big old jingle jangle in the sky."
26-25 in favor of the Slam Drunks. It's horse shit, really. I would like the Shrimps to go out with a victory here tonight. Long shot from Jesse Thomas. No good. Rebound, Stetton. Stetton puts it up.
Yeah! That's going in. The Shrimps like to keep it close. About a fifth of their games are decided by margins of 3 points or less. Their worst loss was on November 25th, 2014, when the beatdown did that and won by 44-point margin.
Wow. Whoa. Nice rebound by Vup 450. Out on the court right now, we got Stetton, KV Vallon, Thomas, Vup 450, and team captain Maria Blasucci.
There's only 11 minutes left.
Can you believe
this,
Matt?
I'm not ready.
Well, too bad.
Well, we are coming back next week for the Shrimps White Elephant.
It's not the same as the basketball dramatic.
This is a soft finale.
29-26.
Shrimps are looking good. Shrimps are looking good.
We got a guy right in says we should call the 2019 World Bunnock Championship.
What's Bunnock? Yeah.
Bunnock, also known as the Game of Bones, is a game that is thought to have been created by Russian soldiers to pass the time while stationed in northern Siberia. The game involves what soldiers had a surplus of, horse bones.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a cross between bowling and curling. You try to knock down the other guy's row of bones.
It's time for free throw scriptures. And Bilbo the Bunnock Master came down from Horse Flesh Mountain and said, "I'll sell you a couple of mare femurs if you want to knock down some Bunnock setups."
And the fair memer came in and said,
"I can't really talk right now because I don't have a lot of this."
And thus the murmur was born because nobody could understand the fair memer.
And Ariel the murmur came out of swamp bubbling juicy voices.
What the fuck?
Oh, I'm barely going to make it to the end, friend.
Well, there's only 10:35 on the clock, and the Pistol Shrimps have the ball. We got a lot of mail to open still, Matt, so let's just see what's going on here.
We also got a party to go to after this.
Oh,
it's been a long night.
We got something from Maine. Dear Christina Hudge, Morley, and McCark, thanks for your fine program. Love it. One of the things I love is the clear bond of friendship you all show on the program. You clearly care for each other and prop each other up and have what seems like a genuine blast every time you podcast. Let's give a shout out. What the hell?
2 points for the dunks. That's tying it up to 29-29 here.
Matt, I forgot how to read here on Pistol Shrimps Radio.
You don't need to read these days.
Oh, it's Nick Robes. That's the guy who turned this
Nick
person
Rhodes
on.
Nick Rhodes from Duran Duran?
Nick Robes.
Oh, yeah. Microbes.
Oh, microbes. Microbes machines.
Zoids.
It all comes back to Zoids, Dire Straits. Geary's. Here's some beer stickers. Got a lot of Portland, Maine love for
Steer Pickers.
A lot of Portland, Maine love for the old Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Popping it up. No slam drunk points. Popping it up. Two slam drunk points.
31-29.
The drunks have taken the lead.
I got to eat one of these Brazilian Cappadocious nuggets or whatever. What is it?
Papadigos? Papadopoulos's.
Yeah, all right.
What do you think? That's good.
I think it's the little egg bite in there that it's good.
Yeah.
A timeout on our hands.
We try only here. The other gyms we don't get good seats. Yeah. We saved this spot for the Pistol Shrimps broadcasting company. We appreciate that.
We love it.
And good calls, nice calls tonight.
Good stuff.
Good solid objective calls.
Fair and equitable officiating. I've never lied so hard in my life.
I just went to hell. I lied so hard. Why did he bring decaf coffee?
Who, me? This got sent to us.
Why?
As a thank you.
Decaf?
That's what I said. It's New Mexican.
That's passive-aggressive way of saying, like, hey, just chill out, going. Guys.
It's keep the show going. I'm going to send you punishments unless you bring the show back.
Craig, Maria's beau, just shot me a picture of Amanda sitting alone on the other side of the wall. This is like from the last time.
Just hanging out over there.
Oh, she's a sweetheart. Look at that.
31-29 in favor of the Slam Drunks.
That's right. It's time for some more Pistol Shrimps facts. The fiercest foe is the Chicago Bull.
That's
the Shrimps
no
have
lie.
Won only 5 out of 9, and the series is split on points, too, with only 10 points difference. Their most frequent adversary is the Lucille Ballers, and they've won 9 of 11 contests by a combined 113 points.
Wow. Take that, Lucille Ballers. Drunks have the ball now. They're headed down towards us. 31-29, 8:20 on the clock. 5 dribbles. She's looking to pass it. She passes over to 32. 32 drives.
Oh, box. Boogie swats it down. Ah!
Wait a minute. There's 2 32s on the team.
Yeah.
What in the Christ is this?
How can that be?
This is an injustice of macro proportions. Jesse Thomas.
Oh.
Baryshnikov out there spinning
Three
and shooting and making.
Points! And we got to install microwave ovens.
Custom kitchen deliveries.
We can move these
refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Thomas with 2 more.
Oh! Dog pound. Hey, kids, rock and roll, rock on. Charge! Vin Scully!
Uh-oh, we got a fast break for the drunks.
3-point shot for the drunks. Ain't gonna happen. Into the arms of Valen. Back into the arms of a dunk. Drunk.
Oh, dunk drunk.
Dunk drunk.
Thomas
oh,
has the
jump ball.
Ball.
That's white. Fair call from Buzz Meeks.
34-33 Shrimps in a tight match. Every game this year feels like it's been filled with tension.
Yeah.
Just so very close.
That's right. Oh.
Hey, Melissa and Zoe want to wish you a happy Christmas.
Aww, sending thank you a Melissa card. And Zoe.
That's a dog wearing antlers right there.
Oh. Or nice a reindeer job. Wearing a dog mask.
It's probably that.
I wish. Grandma got brained over by a vain deer. Remember that?
What? I don't remember that.
Grandma got brained over by a vain deer.
What is it from?
I think we sang it on here.
We did?
Why not? Well, I mean, doesn't that seem like the most likely explanation?
Oh, Pistol Shrimp's in some
two
trouble.
Two more points for the drunks. It's 35. 36? That's just 30. Okay, so they're 34. 1 point ahead.
Yeah, that's right. The Shrimps are going to change that right now. Shot from Thomas. Oh. That was close. It almost went in.
Negative.
Didn't go in. Just a god-awful shot there from the dunks. What was she thinking? What was she thinking?
Bogullet will know the truth.
Are you hitting all of them tonight?
Oh, Bogullet.
Matt, what will you do with all of these useless things that are rattling around in your own skull dome?
Me and Timmy Tasteless going diggers down to Chipman's Chap.
Me and Jose Lima drinking fart.
3 points in a fountain.
Each one bringing happiness.
Oh, fly me to the moon and let me play.
Oh, God. What a weird shot. Matt's mic fell apart. It's 38-37. These are two heavyweight boxers standing in the middle of the ring, taking swings at each other.
It's Joe Louis versus Punch-Out Glass
Joe.
Oh,
my God. Mm. Up 450 just went down. We got a foul.
It's referee Tom Sizemore giving us the lowdown. Poor Tom Sizemore.
Yeah, and it's also Tim Shapeless.
No. Snare.
Tom.
Snare. Shapelessless.
Sort of a pallor came over the game here when that happened. Yeah. Up 450 went down hard.
Yeah.
That was rough stuff.
Layup. That was
blocked.
A pump. That was a pump shot.
Up 450's got the ball again.
With the retrieval. She's the golden retriever.
Air Bud, golden retriever. Isn't that a thing? That is, right?
Air Bud?
Well, Air Bud was a basketball dog first, and then it was like, I'm a multi-sport athlete. I'm going to go play football. I'm going to be a golden receiver.
Oh, right.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, this has been the Air Bud moment.
Brought to you by Sponsored.
What defense from Lund? Shot gets blocked, but that's going to be a foul. Tonight's fouls are brought to you by Nabisco. We're going to get some free throws here.
Okay.
Kevin, the water kid, was down in the well just doing maintenance with a small toothy brush.
And it turned out the Shroud of Turin was nothing more than a dinner napkin. Someone had spit some wine up after it had gone sour in a dinner date.
And that someone was Kevin, the water kid, who crawled down a well and cleaned the walls twice a week.
And he said, how did you get here? And baby Jessica said, I'm a woman now.
And adult Jessica said, I'm still down here. It's the rent controlled. I'm not leaving. Shot from Vup 450 doesn't go, but she's going to get fouled on that.
I was just editing the newest Super Ego Live from last year at the Bell House, which comes out by the time it's out now if you're listening.
I listened to it
today. Go
to
Stitcher Premiums. Use super code, promo code.
Wait, use ego. Promo code Super
but
Ego.
The subject of a well came up, and Paul goes, the old Baby Jessica Motel.
I heard it today, and it made me laugh very hard. We got some more free throws here.
Oh. And Butter Babe, the carnival redick, had a slow tick, and it turned out you couldn't tell she had a tick. It was so slow.
Squish, the mayor of the city, had been disgraced and was forced to go on medical leave.
And the Dead Sea Scrolls got just as resurrected as Jesus did, and came back 3 days later to be a father, a scroll, and a Holy Ghost.
Are we negotiating peace in the Middle East? What the hell's going on?
There's I don't know, there's a real pause here.
Nothing happening on the court. Oh. These two referees are trying to figure
out. There's only 2 minutes left on the clock. The shrimps trail by three. This happened last week. Do you remember?
Yeah, I do remember. So bad, so sometimes I can't sit down.
So bad, some soda, soda, Dad. I'd like some soda, Dad. Dad.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, look, we got some artwork.
We got some artwork. Let's see what this says. This is from Megan Ballback. As in, give me the ball back.
That's right.
Pistol Shrimps need to score. Thanks for coming to Brooklyn.
Wait, real quick. Yeah. We'll get back to
this. Oh, this is a technical foul.
Important shots.
Wait,
here.
So she got two. It's three.
Yeah!
Tie game.
It is tied up. 40 points to 40 points. There are 2 minutes left on the TikTok. You don't stop. Hit it, Mark.
Thanks for coming to Brooklyn. Agatha Christie will never be the same. That was a fun show. Here's the art I promised to send. I've been intending to draw it for ages. The podcast ending was a kick in the rear. Thanks for so many laughs and unintentionally saying my last name so often during the games. Megan Ballback. Shrimps get the ball back and they score!
2 points!
Hey, baby! Hey, baby! Hey!
Oh, it's tied up again.
No. That was a three-pointer. Drunks are up 43-42. Shrimps are feeling no pressure here. It's just an easy walk
in
the park.
Come on.
That's all we're doing.
Do it for these, your boys.
Pass over to Stetton.
Stetton
shoots.
Pops.
Off the rim. No good. Out of bounds. Take a check of that guy.
Oh, look at that. Oh, my God. It's a whole... that's amazing.
That's so many references.
Wow. We got to put a picture of that up.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
Wonderful.
Oh.
I love it. Thanks, Megan Ballback, and hopefully we get the ball
God
back.
God damn it!
They scored again. Oh, so there's two of them.
Oh, it's 45 of 42. There's 1:04 left on the clock.
Shrimps need a three-pointer, and they're going to get one right here. I guarantee it.
You think?
I really do. Up 450
driving
with the
ball. Driving in. Come on. Come on. Over to Stettler's.
Stettler's
in
inside. Oh, pass to Thomas.
Thomas goes for the three. No good. No good. 43 seconds left in the clock. There's 3 points separating the Shrimps from Tidum. from a twin ion engine game.
Foul right there, Jesse Thomas.
Oh.
She had to do it. Thomas had to foul.
Oh, Thomas fouled?
Yeah. She's trying to get the ball back.
I don't like this strategy. I still don't understand it.
Oh, wait a
minute.
Wait,
no, that's what I thought.
That's not a foul.
Oh, into Lund. Lund back to Vup 450. Allison's got the ball into Thomas. Thomas pops up a three-pointer. Ah!
Points. That's going
2 points. 30 seconds left on the clock. It's 45-44. These drunks have the ball. It's a long pass.
They're
Boogie's on it.
Keep
Boogie's
away.
On it like flies on snot.
You know those snot flies? They usually show up in the spring.
Sense me a snot flies from Tsitsi Butsibibi. Oh, we got 22 seconds left. 40.
So let's see. I think the Shrimps are going to foul again immediately to try to get the ball back. Matt, I know you don't like it, but that's basketball basics.
What's going on right now?
Okay.
What's happening?
I don't get it.
What's happening? What is happening?
I know what's happening, Matt. That foul put the team in the bonus, so now they get to shoot free throws rather than inbound it.
Why?
Because you get a certain number of fouls a game.
Oh, because there are too many fouls?
So they had reached that number, whatever that is. I still don't understand fouls, and I refuse to learn at this point. What the fuck am I going to do with that information?
Free throw scripture.
We don't do this podcast
I pray
anymore.
To God that she misses this point. She did.
She did.
Rebound the drunks.
They have to foul here.
Oh.
Long attempt.
It's a shot in. Rebounded Jesse Thomas.
15 seconds
left on the clock. This is going to be it. Hold on to your gyms and keycaps.
In! Thomas scores! 47-45, a miracle shot from Jesse Thomas.
Why did the ref blow the whistle?
To stop the clock. They have to stop the clock here so the team can inbound.
Oh,
there are
God.
4 seconds left.
Oh.
The game is not over. We got a timeout is what we got. Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Oh, my God. Oh my Christ,
just
Anna Keebler,
feel it.
You don't get this but once in a lifetime.
This is a miracle moment. This is the thing that your parents warned you about, except in a positive way.
This is a flag in Iwo Jima. This is the peace accord of Berlin.
This is a sold-out flight, only the two people next to you don't show up, and you have your own row on a cross-country flight to Victory Town.
Pistol shrimps!
Listen to the crowd.
Pistol shrimps! What an ending this could be, huh, Mark? There's no one
buddy.
I'd rather share it with than you. The drunks have the ball. There's a foul.
Of
and
some
it's
kind.
On our shrimps. There's 2.1
Is it
seconds
on
left.
Our shrimps?
Isn't it?
I'm not sure what happened.
Why would they foul him? At this point, they could have held him off for 4 American seconds. Okay, we're inbounding
Wait
shrimps.
Wait a minute. So, was that a charge? Shrimps are shooting free throws. It doesn't...
Wow.
I don't get it, but
well,
I'll take
I'm
it.
I'm going to take this last free throw scripture of all time to say, and my boogie came down from Boogie Mountain, and I gave him a big kiss on his forehead, and that's a point for the shrimps.
48-45, shrimps, 2.1 on the clock.
This is... Doesn't matter. Don't need it! Yeah!
Shrimps win! Shrimps! Win. The capacity crowd's going crazy. Jesse Thomas is lifted on the shoulders of her teammates.
Oh, my God.
A beautiful sight here at North Weddington Gymnasium.
Mark.
Matt.
I don't know what to say other than I love you.
I love you too, Boog.
And to those listening, if you've enjoyed this podcast, no matter how dumb it may be, and it's real dumb.
Yeah.
It's only possible as we float in the wake of the amazing Pistol Shrimps. Whatever it is we do here is only because of these girls. And I'll tell you what,
and
it's however
in
many
support
years
of the girls too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The team has been amazing. It's like a small tribal family of beauty and wonder.
They are incredible. I'm on that Pistol Shrimps text thread.
Yeah.
And they're not just a team on the court, they're a team off the court. Man, the way they support each other. Thank you.
They're lifting the trophy high.
They got the trophy.
They
deserve
the
it. These are amazing, amazing women, and you are an amazing, amazing friend. And it's not like I'm not going to see you, but it does feel like we're graduating high school.
Well,
something.
I don't know what I'm going to do with my Tuesday nights, Boogie.
Well, you got one more. Next week, we'll do the Pistol Shrimps White Elephant, but like now's the time to say how much I've enjoyed doing this.
I've enjoyed it too, Matt. It's been really great. I know people have talked to me about how the show has gotten them through tough times. I think that's true for you and I, too.
I think that is true, actually.
Our own personal struggles and strifes have been beaten back by Tuesday night saying weird, dumb shit into a microphone during a basketball game.
It's true. You know, no matter what was going on, the minute we press record here, it is like forgetting your troubles and learning a whole new set of troubles, and most of that is just trying to speak.
That's right. And we've done a lot of great stuff. We've had a lot of great opportunities because of the show, going to Washington, D.C. for the Spelling Bee, of course.
The amazing documentary.
That documentary is so heartwarming.
Pitching that show around where we talked to aliens that never happened,
right.
That we never mentioned.
It could happen. You never know. It's
that
still
was
out
years
there.
Ago and even is still
got some championship t-shirts being given out to the shrimps here.
Look at these guys.
I love it.
Wow. Well, they deserve every victory because they fought hard and they fought fair and they fought as a family and a team, just like Star Wars.
Is it just like Star Wars?
I wanted to get it in there one last time.
Uchini! Kunchi da banta pudu.
I haven't been this happy since I got the dent fixed in my Carillion ship or whatever the hell it is.
I haven't been this happy since I got Harvey Dent fixed at a Beverly Hills plastic surgeon. Problem is I got the wrong side of his face fixed, so now he's just horribly disfigured on one side and then the worst plastic surgery on the other side.
So he's, I was going to say
he's like part Swamp Thing, part Siegfried from Siegfried and Roy. What if Two-Face did go in and go, what can you do? Well, I think we can do some skin grafting. No, I'm talking about this side. I'm aging on this side.
Well, look at this,
oh,
folks.
Oh, boy. The last chance, the last opportunity in the history of Pistol Shrimps Radio for Captain Maria Blasucci to have a human, real, touching moment. How did you feel the Shrimps played tonight?
Well, Matt, we went out there.
Damn it!
And we were, you know, our hearts out there, you know. This was a game that, you know, we came prepared for, but
I do know.
At the end of the day, you know, it's all about perseverance. You know, we can put in the work, we can put in the time, but at the end of the day, it's all about what you do out on the court.
Matt has unplugged Maria's microphone, so she's going to come over here to me. Maria, you're wearing some new clothes, this shirt. You didn't have this on earlier. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, what we did out there was we worked hard in retrospect. We got what we deserved, and that's the championship. That's the championship gold. I just want to say, you know, I know it's your last day, but it's...
No one can hear you, Maria. I unplugged your mic again.
At the end of the day... Thanks so much, guys.
Oh, well, now's as good a time as any to say I'm not well.
Oh, my favorite part about unplugging and replugging the mics just now is that no one can see it.
Well, they can hear it or not hear it.
Well, who knows?
That's the key. Well,
Boog, I was digging around today and I found this. I didn't know what it was, and then somebody online told me what it was. That's an electrician screw starter, and I want to give it to you and invite you to go screw!
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I had no idea what that thing, but it is a screw starter. Now you just need to be a screw finisher.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. All right, Boog.
Well, how do we wrap this up?
Great question. Probably we just stay here till they make us leave.
Yeah, that'll be minutes from now.
Yeah, they're probably already.
They'll probably give us 10. This isn't Lake Street Gym after all. Or they rush you out of here before the game's even over. Steven, thank you for joining us. Lo, these many episodes.
Oh, yeah. We got one more. We got one more episode, right?
At the White Elephant. Yeah, but this is the last official gameplay.
Oh, great. Well, we'll have a surprise for that episode, I think.
Oh, that's exciting. Wow. Okay. Very mysterious. It better be one of those Lexuses with a big bow on it in a snowy driveway.
Is that what you're looking for this Christmas?
Nah.
With a big bow?
Yeah.
Well, thanks. It really, I say it a lot, but I really mean it. It's so touching that the show has made it as far as it has out in the world. We got emails from Ireland, Japan, China, all over the United States.
One from Jakku.
And that one, filthy.
Yeah.
Just a filthy email.
There are the three things that made this podcast super special. And in no particular order, I'll start with you, my boogie, who I couldn't have done it without and wouldn't have done it without.
And shouldn't have done it without.
That's right. These are championship shrimps. There's Melissa Stetton with the trophy right there. Well-deserved, well-earned, incredible team, group of people, and the listeners who sent in so many wonderful things and said so many nice things. It truly is touching. There's the trophy. What do you... This is amazing.
Look
congratulations.
At that.
It's been 3 years since we've won a championship.
Those were three dark years where the world knew not what it did, and finally the world is right again.
Thank God we owe it all to Jesse Thomas, that amazing three-pointer at the end.
Yeah, but it was a team effort, as amazing as she is.
It was a back-and-forth game the whole time. Incredible finale to the season. Unbelievable.
You know, for a moment, I was like, this is going to be a bummer. We're going to win anyway because we have more wins in the league, so we don't really need to win, but it would be cool if we did win, and we did win.
That's just gravy. That's gravy. Well, thank you, Melissa, for many, many enjoyable and wonderful and inspiring games.
You look good with that trophy.
Guys.
I like
Thank
it.
You. All right, Mark.
All right, Matt.
I guess this is us signing off for the last time.
Yep.
Just a city girl, born and raised in South Detroit. She took a midnight train going anywhere.
Just an elfin boy. Pointy ears, all adore.
All adore?
Yeah. You never heard this song?
He took a midnight train going anywhere. I see him in a smoky womb. Televised with cheap refume.
Refume.
For a smile we can stare the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.